Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
In sport, sometimes things happen that aren't planned. And in the MotoGP over in Spain, they were doing the Catalonia Grand Prix. And everyone's out there on their bikes, whizzing around the track. And one rider, a Spaniard, Ale Espargaró, right? He was battling for second place. He started out in pole position, but somehow he'd slipped back to second. And he was just behind Fabio Quartararo. And anyway, Ale, things are looking pretty good. And then all of a sudden, he starts slowing down with one lap to go. And his pit crew are like, oh, no, there's some sort of mechanical issue.
Whoa.
What is happening, LA? What's going on? And even the commentators weren't sure what was happening. And then eventually they figured out what was going on out on the track.
He's withdrawing from this Barcelona Grand Prix on the last lap. He got his hand up. We just saw there.
Why has he got his thumb up?
Does he think the race is finished? I think he thinks it's over. Oh, my goodness. Can you believe it? What a howler by Ale Espargaró. We thought it was a mechanical. He thought the race was over.
Oh, no.
He started doing his victory lap. I was like, first of all, you're in second place. Why are you even... He's giving a thumbs up, like, yeah, second.
Well, the last words he said was, did someone say KFC? He's just like, I'm out of here.
Oh, man. He's like... Like, there's a few clues, Ale, as to why you're not winning the race. Firstly, everyone's still overtaking you.
That's right.
Secondly, you know, he's looking, he goes, oh, where's the guy with the checkered flag? Why isn't he waving the checkered flag? Oh, maybe he's just on a toilet break or something. Did it get to the point where he's up on the podium just spraying champagne around? There's no one else. He's like, guys.
Day early.
Guys, where is everyone? He for some reason... I don't know. They don't count the laps when they're out there, surely. Don't they have signs that they hold up to let the drivers and riders know that there's so many laps to go? Like,
I think there's there's a flag before there's the final lap flag.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think there might be a white flag or something, or maybe even a green flag, which is the lap before the final lap, and then you've got the final lap flag, and then you've got the checkered flag, which means, like, this is, you are approaching the finish line to win the race.
Isn't it just front. Go, keep, like... Keep fanging it until you see the checkered flag. Isn't that the number one rule of racing? Like, but no.
Oh, it's an absolute shocker. It's up there with Greg Inglis versus the Dragons a few years back. The Rabbitohs were down 8-6 against the Dragons. There was 5 seconds left, and Greg Inglis tries to kick a field goal. A field goal is worth 1 point.
Whoops. Well, yeah, Ale Espargaró, he's on home soil in Barcelona racing in the Catalonia Grand Prix. Second place, goes for the early victory lap, and you're thinking, oh, well, surely he recovers.
Yeah.
How well did he do in the end?
That's one of the most incredible blunders I've ever seen. It's going to be head in hands for Ale Espargaró. He comes over the line and takes the checkered flag in fifth place. What's been an outstanding weekend for Ale Espargaró ends in embarrassment, really. Red face for the Aprilia man. He can't believe it.
Yeah. Oh, fifth place in the end. He just pulls over and he just puts his head in his hand going, oh, man, how am I going to explain this to my pit crew?
Fifth place isn't the worst, but I can guarantee no one's giving him a high five when he gets off the track.
No, definitely not. But, you know, the upside is it's MotoGP, so at least with the helmet on, no one can see your tears.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Absolutely blown away.
Yeah.
When recently we saw coming up in our socials pictures posted by the man himself, Darrell Braithwaite. Pictures of Tathra.
Yeah, he's riding. He's loving Tathra. He's riding his push bike around Tathra and going, hang on a sec. That guy looks familiar. Darrell Braithwaite just chilling out on the South Coast.
He was at Tathra Pub, I think, the other night. They had some sort of book launch, and he sort of wandered in, and he was like, oh, okay, this is going on. And he said, I think he even, like, played there back in his Sherbet days. Like, he reckons him and the rest of the band performed there at Tathra Pub way back when.
Do you reckon every time he goes somewhere to a pub or a club, they just, like, all of a sudden a slow chant starts and then, like, play the whole... He's like, I'm just here to enjoy a meal on a night out. And then all of a sudden they want him to sing a song.
It'd be a bit rough if it was, like, an open mic night at a venue and then, like, all of a sudden Darrell Braithwaite rocks up. You're like, oh, God, I got no chance of winning this tonight if he gets on. But, I mean, we chatted to him a couple of days back... A couple of years back. It was... when he had that song out, Love Songs, he had that fresh hit, and he was talking about, you know, how much he loved the far South Coast back then.
But that's South Coast.
God almighty, it's so good. And not many people from Melbourne or Victoria know about it.
No, we won't tell them about it. We'll keep them away.
Yeah, we'll edit this part out so they don't hear it.
Okay, thanks.
But yeah, over the past couple of days, he's been posting photos of beautiful Tathra, the Bermagui Blue Pool. He was hanging out there. So chances are he's run into a few locals. Maybe he's run into you even.
Yeah. So on the back of that, we want to know about the celebrities that you've spotted here on the South Coast. We've always heard rumours of Flea being around Maruya, I think, and his family and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. But for me, I'd probably say the biggest celeb I've seen just cruising around the South Coast was probably Arj Barker. Before he did the comedy show in Bega a few years ago, we actually had dinner at Bega Thai, and there he was, like about a table away.
I remember that. Yeah, he was wandering around with his camera just taking photos of stuff in Bega.
Took him all of 5 minutes to take those photos. But
how dare you, sir. 1-300-92-1250 is our number.
Yeah.
Call us now and tell us about a famous person you may have run into on the far south coast. I know they're as rare as hen's teeth.
Yeah.
But
they do. They turn up here. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people might like to holiday here.
Yeah.
1-300-92-1250. If you've come across a famous person at your local, you know, shops or watering hole or wherever, love to hear from you.
Linda from Churros has called up. And you've met the great man himself. There's a picture here of you and Daryl Braithwaite on our Facebook page. You've met him, haven't you?
I know. I worked at the Caltex at Bateman's Bay. And, he came in and got fuel one day, and he was, awesome human.
Amazing.
Did you recognise him straight away?
I did, yeah.
And did you have that moment where you're like, do I acknowledge who he is? Do I ask for an autograph? What do I do here?
I did all of that. I had the biggest crush on him when I was
You at least said, hi, Daryl. You didn't just immediately throw your undies at him or anything like that.
No, I didn't throw my undies, no.
Okay, good.
If I threw my undies at Daryl Braithwaite, you wouldn't see. He'd like him in his tent.
You reckon he wouldn't
come...
Yeah, you reckon he wouldn't come back to the South Coast if that was the case?
Oh,
What did he end up saying when you had a chat with him? Yeah. What did he...
he walked in and I just went, how are you going? And he said, good. And I said, he's down on holidays and we had a bit of a chat, and then I just went, I've had the biggest crush on you for, like, ever, since Countdown days, and he went, oh, shit, we're showing our age now.
And he walked away, and he said, sorry, I'm in a relationship.
I just went out and said, can I have a photo, and grabbed him.
Oh, that's great. He sounds like a really cool dude.
He gave me a hug, and we had a photo, and then one of the young girls come out and went, who's that? And I said, I said, you're too young. I said, I'll go to the, where you know. I said, horses, the song.
Yeah, the song.
Yeah. Everyone knows.
So she jumped in for a photo too then, because she didn't, she was too young to remember shirtless.
Well, that's a brilliant story. Thanks for sharing it with us.
No worries, guys. You have a great day.
Yeah, you too, Linda. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, lots of Daryl Braithwaite sightings and mentions here on our Facebook page. Also, a lot of Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers on here as well, which is good to see. There's one very strange one, which is completely out of the blue on here, by Zach, who says Bill Clinton.
What?
Ex-president Bill
Clinton.
The far
south coast.
Yeah, pluck a duck. That's understandable. I like this one up the top here, though, from Claudia, who says she's seen Bliss and Esso at a concert in Maruya. I suppose that counts.
Yeah,
but
her
grandparents, however, had the groceries paid for by Paddy Mills during the fires.
Oh, really?
And they didn't even know who he was until basically it was over. Like, who's that guy? Oh, there's the guy that paid for the groceries. It's Paddy Mills.
Well, yeah, that sounds like something Paddy would do too. He's a top bloke. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's amazing.
Plenty of great stories here, yeah.
Yeah, let's continue the Braith Watch.
If you've seen him.
Daryl Braith Watch.
Daryl, if you're out there.
Yeah,
you know,
Daryl, listening.
Give us a call.
Love to hear from you again.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
There's been a lot of drama the last year or so, the last 12 months, 18 months, about people in the public service sector workers and also our frontline workers about pay, teachers and people in the healthcare sector. And yesterday, our Premier, Dominic Peay, New South Wales Premier, there he is, had a big announcement announcing $4.5 billion spent on healthcare in the state budget over the coming years and around an extra 10,000 doctors and nurses and things. But The next numbers he threw up, though, when it came to pay rise increase for people in the public sector over the next couple of years went a little bit like this.
All smiles with frontline workers as the Premier makes his public sector pitch.
6.5% pay increases for our public servants over the next 2 years.
Since 2011, government workers have had pay rises capped at 2.5%. From July, that will go to 3%, potentially 3.5% from next year, but still well below inflation.
Yeah, inflation 5.1%. So yeah. There's a lot of people in those industries going, hang on a sec, nice try, buddy, but not quite good enough. How do you reckon we'd go if we tried to stand up from the building and tried for a pay rise? What do you reckon would happen?
I'll just play more Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift. They don't need us.
We'd be replaced by Radiobot 3000, wouldn't
Pretty
we?
Much.
But yeah, when it comes to teachers, though, they're especially not happy with those numbers and looks like they could be marching once again.
Teachers vowing continued industrial action. 30,000 members of the powerful Public Service Association sticking with plans to walk off the job Wednesday.
That's fair enough. Yeah. Like, they've done this before. They have to take industrial action to sort of pressure the government. But I kind of find you don't have to get all the teachers to strike.
No.
Like, Dom P, he's got like 7 kids.
That's right.
So just get the teachers of his kids to go on strike.
Be like, yeah.
You know what I mean? If Dominic has to be at home with all 7 kids at once, he'll quickly fold.
Yeah, he'll
buckle.
Be like,
you know, a week of that,
yeah,
he's done. He'll go, I'll give you what you want. I'll give
good play. I like that play in the playbook, but obviously, yeah, both sides not too happy when it comes to the health sector and also the teachers sector. But you know, obviously, our frontline medical staff, they've been doing some big things the last couple of years. And, well, they have tried to, he has tried to sweeten the pot with them, the matter of the $3,000 payment for a select few.
Particularly outraged over a pandemic bonus of $3,000, but only for health service workers.
Yeah, so the teachers are like, hang on a sec, how come they're getting that, but we're not getting that?
Yeah, or even the supermarket workers would be like, the amount of abuse we copped during COVID, where's our taste?
It's like Don P has pulled him aside and says, all right, here's $20, don't tell your brother. Something like
that. A little secret.
But yeah, mixed environment when it comes to those announcements as well. So, okay, you know, good for some, but a little bit better for others or whatever. But, you know, if you want to thank our frontline workers, we want to thank the people in the service sector. Well, at least it's better than the way we used to thank people in the 1990s. It went a little bit more like this.
Thank you very much for the care you've taken.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very, very much.
Say thank you with Cadbury Roses chocolates.
Yeah, just like the caramel in that, they'd be a little bit salty as well.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.